Okay, let's learn. We're talking about the tekufa that we're in. And as I told you at the beginning, it's not a particular Seder, it's just that time, that week, to try to understand what's really happening beneath what we see with our eyes by looking into the Torah. So let's take a little bit of a tiyul to Beis Lachem. We'll talk about Beis Lachem. Which at this moment is being watched carefully by the world, and something very remarkable is happening there. So let's try to understand. Megillas Rus. V'yayimu kol ha'am asher bashar baskenim eidim. The elders that were in the gate with the people said, "We are witnesses." Yitin Hashem es ha'isha ha'boel besecho, the bracha that was given to Boaz, that this woman that's coming into your home, may Hashem make her kirachul uchileya, asher bonu shteyem es beis Yisrael. May she be like Rachel and Leah, who together built the Jewish people. Va'asei chayel be'efrosa, v'yikra shem be'beis lech. Shem be'beis lech. And may you be great in Ephras, and may you have a name in Beis Lechem. So Knesset Yisrael, the Jewish people are constructed on the yesod of these two women, Rachel and Leah. And the bracha of this binyan in Sefer Rus that we're going to read Mitzvah Hashem next week. The bracha of this binyan that you should be kerachel uchileya, that she should be like Rachel and Leah, asher bonu shteim es beis Yisrael, and that there should be what? This should take place be'afrosa be'beis lecha. This bracha of Ephras and beis lecha, this double bracha, Chazal have taught us, must be in that nusach, in that way, of a bracha kfula, a double bracha. It says in the Medrash, Melamed shahabracha tzricha liyos kfula, that the bracha must be doubled. Shabrocha tzvichel yoyis kfula. Kenyan Shanemar, as it says in Dvarim, Yitzav Hashem idcha sabrocha ba'asamecha, that may Hashem bring the brocha into your barns, the animals, ubechol mishlach yadecha, in whatever you set your hands to doing. So Chazal revealed this medrash over here in the pasuk when the bracha was given to Boaz, that Ruth should be like Rachel and Leah, and that a home should be built in Ephras, which is Beis Lechem. So everything is doubled. And Chazal say a bracha tzvichel is kfula. The bracha has to be doubled, and we need to understand why is this? Why is the bracha of Ruth davke a bracha kfula of kirachel uchileya, like Rachel and Leah? And that's not enough. But it has to be also Ephrosa Beis Lechem. Now we've seen this kfilus, this quality of doubleness. We've seen this before with Beis Lechem. By the Misa, when the Torah tells us about the death of Rachel Imenu, and Yaakov Avinu talking about it to his children. Vatamas Rachel, the Torah tells us, Vatamas Rachel v'tikover b'derech Ephrosi hi Beis Lechem. The Torah is very concerned, especially in the context of Rachel Imenu, to identify the place specifically b'derech Ephrosi, on the way towards Ephros, hi Beis Lechem, which is Beis Lechem. And Yaakov Avinu tells over to the children, v'ani b'voy mipadon meisol e Rachel b'eretz Kanan b'derech, that Rachel died on the way, baderech, ba'ay kivras eretz lovei Ephros, when there was a little bit of a way left till Ephras, vek berah shom baderech Ephras, no, hi beis lech. And I buried her there on the derech, on the way of Ephras, hi beis lech, which is beis lech. So we need to understand. We need to understand the kfilus, this double quality of kirachel ukileya and Ephras, Ephrosi he beis lechem. And Chazal have gone out of the way to say that davkia, the brocha has to be in Rus. It has to be a brocha kfula, rachel and leya. And the place has to be, the brach has to be that you should build a house in Ephras Beis Lechem. And the story of Megillus Rus, of course, takes place in Ephras Hi Beis Lechem. So in order to understand this, or to begin to understand this, we have to enter into one of the most remarkable sugyas in the entire Tanakh. In Tarshav Chassav and Tarshav Alpeh. Just to begin, Mitzvah, next time we'll continue with this a little bit. The sugya of Rachel and Leah is unbelievable. In Tanakh, in Teresh Bapeh, in the Zohar, in the Kisvari, today was the yard site of one of the great Mekubalim, of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Ramchal. Today was his yard site. And the Ramchal, throughout his Svarim, the Ramchal, in many, many places, explains, it's all based upon the Zohar and the Kisveri, the Ramchal explains that Rachel and Leah are not just two wonderful mothers of Israel, two wonderful people. But Rachel and Leah are two sharoshim, are the roots of two different types of hanhogis, two different ways that Hashem directs, controls the life of Knesset Yisrael. There's the way of Rachel and there's the way of Leah. The shoirish, which is greater, which is more exalted, which is mysterious, which is referred to in Chazal as the Almadis Kasya, that which is concealed, the hidden world, or Olam Haba, that is the way of Leah Imenu. Leah, who is Kulas Soid, who is a mystery. The letters of her name, as we've spoken about in the past, spell Ohel, which means the tent, which means hidden and concealed. And Leah is the Almadis Kasya, nobody understands. She's really exquisitely beautiful, but she doesn't appear beautiful. She's not what she appears to be. And therefore her children live through lives in a way that they're not who they appear to be. Not David HaMelech, not Yehuda. Leah's world is a world that's concealed, that's hidden. The Almadis Kasya. And this refers to Hashem Yisborach in his way with Klai Yisrael, that Zachen Ata Kel Mestate, that the Baruch Shalom is hidden. And there's a Hanhog of Hashem that's beyond their understanding. Therefore, when we look in Tanakh, whenever it's in the family of Le'imenu, we don't know what's going on. And how do you explain this to the children? How do you explain this parasha? Toma, Yehuda, Peretz, and all this, and Basheva, and David, Bchlal, the whole, you know, Moav, and Shlem HaMelech. How do you explain this? It comes from that way that transcends our understanding. It comes to me, Yud-Hei, from the Almad Iskasya, those first two letters of Hashem Yisbarach's name. It's the Almad Iskasya. The second Hanhaga, the second way that Hashem works with the world through Klai Yisrael, is called the way of Rachel Imenu of Yosef HaTzadik. And that Hanhaga is Lefi, the Ramchal explains, is Lefi Ma'isei Yisrael, meaning that here it's a matter of our choice, of our actions, it's a matter of Shulchan Aruch, of Halacha. In the world of Yosef HaTzadik, you don't have the stories of Tamar and Yehuda. In the world of Yosef HaTzadik, there perhaps is a moment of temptation, but the Tzadik runs away. It's the world of Binyamin HaTzadik, and Rachel's beauty is clear to all. It means choice, it means reward and punishment, it means if you're good, good things happen, and if you're not good, then good things that are not good could happen. That's the way of Rachel Imenu, which we understand. Yefas Torah, Yefas Meir is beautiful. It makes sense. That's the Almad Isgalia. And Rachel is called the Akeres Habayis. She was the one who Yaakov wanted to marry. Meaning, as Chazal explained, that she's the Iker of the home. She was the essence of the home. Why? Because we're living in Olam Hazeh, in this world. And in Olam Hazeh, the Iker Hanhaga of this world, the way that this world is led and this world is directed, and our concern is not with the mysteries of how Hashem does things beyond our understanding. Our concern is to say wash negel vasa, to say maidani, to keep mitzvahs, to be good and to do the right thing and make the right choices. That's our business. Therefore, Rochel Imenu is that Karis Bayis. She is the main character in the home of Yaakov Avinu, even though Be'etzem, she is the Ktana. She is the smaller, the younger. She is less exalted. Shem HaGedoyla Leia v'Shem HaKtana Rochel. The Gedoyla, the one who is greater, is Leia Imenu. And in the world that is hidden, she's buried with Yaakov in that Rochel. But in this world, which is a world of Bechira Chofshis, of free choice, which is our domain, which is our concern, it's the world where we're told, be Yosef HaTzadik, and don't ask kashas on Dovra Melech. Don't ask questions about Yehuda. The Baruch Shalom fears the Welt, that's not our Indian. Our Indian here in this world, with the Ora Pnimi, the inner light of our existence, is Rachel Imenu, that Keres Bayis. Le'i Imenu's Bechina, Shemayim, it's Himmel, it's hidden. Therefore, in this world, the children of Leah bow down to Yosef HaTzadik. And that's a very significant moment in our history. In this world, the children of Leah have to admit that the Iker Hanhage in this world, Ba'ai Alma, is not with Cheshbonis that are beyond, it's not with Kabbalah, Sisrei Torah. The Hanhage of this world is to be a good Jew, and to keep mitzvahs, no chochmas. Rochel Imenu, Yefas Torah, Yefas Meir, that's Tzadik. Therefore, the children of Leah bow down to the child of Rochel Imenu in this world. Ultimately, we understand. And we believe b'emunah shleima, that the tachlis is that the two malchias will join together in the lives of the trained Mashiachin, of the two Mashiachs, Mashiach ben Yosef from the house of Rachel, and Mashiach ben David from the house of Leah. Now here we begin to understand the Pella, the wonder of Sefer Rus. The Ben Ish Chai has a Sefer Megillas Rus, which I was zeichet to receive from a student of mine 3 years ago, and it kept me up mamish 3 nights in a row. It's a thin sefer. From beginning till end, it's absolutely half-liver fella. If you can get it, you should definitely get it before Shavuos. You'll have anor from it. It has a nice painting of the Ben Ish Chai on the cover also. So the Ben Ish Chai, in his Jerusalem on Megillas Rus, writes the following. Kosev Achidozal, B'Shem Rabbeinu HaArizal, the Chidot taught in the name of the Ari, Shahoye Beruz Bechinas Rachel Leleya, the Rus combined within her the two worlds of Rachel and Leah. And that's how the Arizal explained the pasuk that we began with tonight. That me Hashem, the bracha was given to both, that this woman, Rus, who's coming into your home, who you're going to marry, may she be like Rachel and Leah, who together built the Jewish people. And based upon this, I explain. The Chazal tell us that her name is called Rus, which is a hint for David HaMelech, who is satiate. Kaisi Revoya, Rus. Is Revoya, David, who would satiate and fill Kivyochel Hashem with his beautiful souls. Ki yadua ma shekosev Rabbeinu HaArizal, she David HaMelech olu l'shomir k'neged Leah v'rochel, that David HaMelech, even within himself, HaArizal taught, has both worlds, Rochel and Leah, with a dominant Leah, but a recessive Rochel. And Leah contains both, or David HaMelech contained both, Leah and Rochel. Therefore, through Rus, and ultimately David HaMelech, there will be a tikkun for both of those worlds. The tikkun Rochel bechevron sheva shanim. The tikkun for the world of Rochel took place in the city of Chevron, where David HaMelech was king for 7 years. Vesleya b'Yerushalayim. And then the malchus of David HaMelech, of course, will continue in the place of the Malchus of David of Leah, which is Yerushalayim. Ad kan loshna ben Ish Chai. Now we understand the bracha kfula. Why is it that over here there has to be a double bracha in Rus, ki Rachel u'Leah? Because Rachel and Leah means the two worlds of Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David, meaning Yosef and Yehuda. And now we also understand why it must say over here also Beloshen Kfula, Beis Ephrasa, Beis Lechem Ephrasa, and Ephras. May she, through Rus, may you establish a name in Ephras and Beis Lechem. So the Ramchal, the Baal Hilula from today, the Ramchal writes, it's in the Eitzvus on page Kuf Tzadik Aleph, in the Eitzvus of the Ramchal. V'shem Shnei Bonav, listen to this. And the names of the two sons, Machlon, the opening of the Megillah, of Megillas Rus, Machlon V'Kilyon, Ephrosim Mibes Lechem Yehuda. Machlon and Kilyon, the husbands of Ruth and Orpah, Machla and Kilyon, Ephrosim mi beis lechem Yehuda. So the Ramchal writes, Ze, meaning Machloin, Mashiach ben David, Shabo Mechila v'kapora. His name is Machlon, because he is the Yesod of Mashiach ben David, who comes from Yehuda, the world of Leah. That's Machlon, and therefore his name is connected to Mechila, because Mashiach ben David will bring the ultimate Mechila and Kapara, and the world will be purified, and all will be atoned. And that's the name Machloin. The Kilyon is Mashiach ben Yosef, the Ramchal writes. That's Mashiach ben Yosef. Why? Shabo Yekablu Umas Ha'olam Kilyon. Because through Mashiach ben Yosef, the enemies of the Jewish people will be destroyed. And Kilyon means like Vayechulu, which means destroyed, completed, finished. So Machloin is the world of Leimenu, Mechila. Machloin is Mashiach ben David. And Kilyon is the Inyan of Mashiach ben Yosef, which means the destruction of the Umas Olam. Yosef HaTzadik was Sitnei Shal Esav Shal Amolek. He is the one who will destroy the enemies of Klal Yisrael as the Koach of Mashiach ben Yosef, which is Kilyon, a lotion of destruction. Kiloyon. Therefore, the Ramchal says, V'hina mischabrim yachtov Yehuda be'Ephraim. And therefore, this zivig is going to be revealed, this combination, this chibur, is revealed in Yehuda and Ephraim. Yehuda is Mashiach ben David. Ephraim is Mashiach ben Yosef. Ephrosim, Ephraim be Yehuda, mi beis lechem Yehuda. Yeah? So it says, in the beginning of the Megillah, V'shem shnei bon of Machloin v'kilyon Ephrosim. Ephrosim means what? Ephraim, which is Yosef HaTzadik, Ruach Limeinu, mi beis lechem Yehuda. And beis lechem Yehuda is Mashiach ben David. So we find that this double quality of Ephras beis lechem, because Ephras beis lechem is the mokum, the place which is mesugal to bring together the malchias. We'll talk about this more than next year, but to bring together the malchias of what? Of Yehuda, Leimeinu, Mashiach ben David, and Ephraim, which is Ruach Limeinu Yosef HaTzadik. But the Iker name, since we learned, remember, who is the Akaris Bais in this world? What is the main Hanhoga of this world? Ruach Limeinu, right? Which means the revealed world, which is Alma Disgalia. Therefore, we find that Ephras, Mibnei Bonav Shel Rachel, that Ephras is the main name that's being used in identifying Beis Lechem, which is the Alma Disgalia, which is the burial place of Rachel Imenu, Baderech, which we'll talk about more next time, Baderech, Ephrasa Baderech, in the way to Beis Lechem. Which the Svarim HaKadoshim say that if Rachel Imenu would have made it to Beis Lechem, that would have been the end. That would have been the beginning. It would have been the joining together of the two worlds of Ephrasim and Beis Lechem Yehuda, of Ephras and Beis Lechem, which would have meant Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David, and that would have been the completion of the Gula, and the keen and the crying of Vani Bavoyimi Padon. With Jews, when they read that pasuk, traditionally they cry, Vani Bavoyimi Padon, Meisa Lairachel. It's not just the loss of Rachel Imenu, which is tragic, but what could have been had Rachel Imenu been able to make it to Beis Lechem, would have been the interfusing of those two worlds of Rachel and Leah. Do we understand the bracha? that's given to Boaz, that since Ruth combines those two worlds, Alpi Va'ari, that may this woman come into your home and be like Rachel and Leah, Asher Bonu Shteyem as Beis Yisrael, and may you have a name, may you be strong and have a name in Ephras, which is Beis Lechem. In those two worlds. And this Davka has to be revealed by the Yontiv of Shavuos. Let's understand. Shavuos, you would say, we would say, Pashtus. Shavuos would be the most Himmeldike Yontiv. Shavuos would be the most transcendent, the most mysterious, the most heavenly Yontiv. That's what we would say. That if any Yontiv would connect to Lehi Imeinu, it would be Maimon HaSina when Moshe Rabbeinu went onto the mountain, went up the mountain into the cloud. And the Torah was revealed from the Elyon and from the highest world. Me'idach, on the other hand, even though certainly Shavuos has that quality of that world that is beyond our understanding, of the highest world, of Moshe Rabbeinu going up the mountain. On the other hand, it's also Yom HaBikurim. It's a Yontiv that is the most earthly of all Yom Tovim. What does that mean? On Shavuos, there's no other Yontiv of the Regolim where one's hands get as dirty as Shavuos. Not by people like us, Chalila. That's maybe just cutting the chicken. But in terms of what Shavuos really is, so we understand that the Yontiv of Shavuos is not like Pesach. Pesach is still an Edelkeit. It's the time that the Tevuah is finished. It's the time of the Bishul of the Tevuah, that things are finishing up. Sukkot is the ingathering. But Shavuos is the Ktzir. B'mei Ktzir Chitim, the Ktzir, the time of the actual cutting, we see, which is when Sefer Rus takes place, when we just from reading the Navi, from reading the Megillah, we understand that they didn't even go home. They would sleep in the fields by the time of the Ktzir Chitim. They lived in the fields. Lini halayla. They mamash lived in the fields during those days in agricultural societies. The time of the Ktzira is the time when the person mamash digs deepest into the mud. So l'chayr, we have an unbelievable stira. What a paradox Shavuos is. On the one hand, Torah, Maimon HaSinai, Torah, Kabbalah, Sisrei Torah, secrets, gewaldige things. On the other hand, mamish reaching into the ground. The Chazal say that the conclusion is, even though by other Yom Tovim there's a machlokes, ha'akol moedim, everybody agrees. That ba'atzeres be'ina nami lochem, that in the yontim of Shavuos we must eat, that the lochem, that the physical must be observed, even though by other yom tovim there's a machlokes in Chazal. But ba'atzeres, everybody agrees, how kol moedim de be'ina nami lochem. And this theory, this paradox, is discussed at length in the Kadmainim and the Achrainim, the Shtei HaLechem, the two loaves of bread, the Shtei HaLechem, the offering of Shavuos, which the Baal HaKedah already said, the Baal HaKedah already then said, the Baal HaKedah said that the Shtei HaLechem correspond to Torah Shebichsav, the written Torah, and Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral Torah, which is the Yontiv of Shavuos. Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. So the Tanya, many years later, the Baal HaTanya explains the Mitzad Atzma, which is the older, which is the more exalted of the two sisters, Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh, which is the older one, Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav is the one that's more Himmeldik. It's more hidden, it's more concealed. The written Torah, Hashem's writing. Le'imenu. Torah Shebichsav is the older. It's the Gedoyla. It means the Alma Diskasi, that which is hidden from our understanding. Torah Shebichsav, Elam Haba, Le'ya. And the Ktana, the younger one, the younger sister of the Torah, the younger sister, of course, meaning the world of Rachel Imenu, the Tzi'ira, the Ktana, is Torah Shebal Peh. And Rachel Imenu means the oral law, which Chazal have said in many places, Kirachela. I'm not going to go into it right now, we don't have time, where Chazal compare Rachel Imenu Davke to Torah Shebal Peh, just like you shear off of the lamb, a rachel, you shear off, it produces much wool. Torah Shebal Peh compared to that, thousands and hundreds of thousands, millions of halachas that come Torah Shebal Peh, and many, many other comparisons. Rachel Imenu is Torah Shebal Peh. It means this world. From Torah Shebichsav, you don't know how to live in this world. Torah Shebichsav is beautiful, but it's beyond our understanding. Torah Shebal Peh says, Rabbi Isai, this is what you have to do. This is how you put on tefillin. This is how you dig your hands into the Baruch Shalom's world. This is what you do. This is how you live. That's Torah Shebal Peh, Rachel Imenu, the revealed world. And she's the Akeres Bayis. Therefore, you could scream all you like. Why don't they learn Tanakh in yeshivas? Okay, it should be part of the Seder Alimud. What happened? Why not? That's not for now. But what is it that they're spending 99% of the time in Torah Shebal Peh? The Ikon Hug of this world is what? The Ikon Hug of this world is Rachel Imenu's Torah Shebal Peh. So Shavuos is the day of Matan Torah. It's when everything was revealed to us. It's when Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebichsav, those two worlds are joined together, Rachel and Leah. So we're filled with the longing for Mashiach Tzidkenu on Shavuos, David HaMelech's yard site, David HaMelech's birthday. We'll talk about that more mitzvah next time. Rachel Imenu and Leah Imenu. Therefore, Shavuos is doubled. The Shtei Halechem, the brachas of Shavuos are double. The two loaves of Shtei Halechem. The Sfasemis writes about this at length. All the Torahs and Sfasemis and Shavuos. The two Luchais. Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, who are the two intermediaries. Moshe and Aaron. Nasev and Ishma. Torah Tefillah. Tefillin Shal Yad, Tefillin Shal Rosh. Look at the Sfasemis, every single Torah. For Shavuos. Tefillin Shal Rosh is the hidden world. Tefillin Shal Yad is reaching into this world. Torah Shebal Peh, getting busy and doing things in this world. Rachel Imenu. So there's Lechem in Hashemayim, and there's Lechem in Haaretz. And somehow, everything is happening in Beis Lechem, in the place of Shtei HaLechem. This chibur, this unification of Rachel and Leah, of Leah and Rachel, of the Almadis Kasia, the hidden world and the revealed world. But the Ikka, the Akeres Bayis, is Rachel Imenu, which means Bechira Chavshis. And the Ramchal writes in the Das Tvunas, and this is the site of the entire Sefer. Omnam kedei shetiyah hatov v'hatov v'shleima. In order that Hashem can truly reward us in this world. Yod b'chachmosa and esgova sheroi sheyu ha-mekablam o'isa mekablamis mekablamis ha-mekablamis ha-biyigiyas kapam. In order to be worthy of being rewarded, we have to live according to Rachel Imenu, which means what? Working. Torah Shebal Peh. Your hands in the dirt. Meaning, Amadis Galya. Ki oz yiyu hem ba'alei ha-toyv ahu, because then you'll be deserving of it. Not that there's some mysterious thing that falls upon you, but that you earn your place. Yiyu hem ba'alei ha-toyv ahu, v'lo yishor lehem boishes ponim. that we shouldn't be humiliated, embarrassed, the Kabbalah Sataiv, by receiving something that we didn't earn, Kemisha Makabal Stoka Me'acher, like receiving charity, which is called Nahamed de Kisufa. It's called the bread of shame. So Beis Lechem Ephras, Beis Lechem, the place of Lechem, of bread. And the whole Megillah Shavuos is revolving around the Ktzir Achitin, and the time of Shavuos, and the Tikkun of the Lechem, and the Matonis La'aniyim. The whole Inyan that's taking place is to overcome the curse of the bread of shame, of a person who only wants to receive without working, who wants to connect only to Leah, to Torah Shebichsav, and to be able to benefit from some hidden mysterious beneficiary who's called God. And the Tikkun in Beis Lechem Ephras of the two worlds of Yosef and Yehuda, of Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, is to remove that inyan of Nahama the Kisuf, of the bread of shame. Therefore, we understand a half a dicker thing. Before Moshe Rabbeinu died, Vayomar, Hashem Misinai Bar Bezorach Misir Lomai. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying over what's going to be everything. Hashem Misinai, but Hashem arrived from Har Sinai. V'zorach Misir Lomai, and he shone forth from the mountain of Seir. And Hayfir Meha Parim, and he appeared from the mountain of Parim. V'asa Mirivais Kodesh, and he approached with many, many Malachim. Miyiminai Eish Das Lomai, and he gave his fiery Torah with his right hand. Right, we all know the pasuk. Hashem Misinai Bo. Rav Kook explained means Hashem is talking about the Seder of history. Hashem Misinai Bo means the revelation of Yiddishkeit on Har Sinai. That's Hashem Misinai Bo. V'zorach Misir Lomo. And he shone forth from the mountain of Seir, which is Esav, which is Christianity, Nazareth. And Haifia Mehar Paran, the mountain of Paran, which is Yishmol, which is Islam. Rav Kook explains that these two religions, Christianity and Islam, contain within them the two extremes of Shemayim and Aretz, of heaven and earth, and therefore they have brought misery, destruction, death, and devastation to the world, because they do not contain the mystery of Shavuos, of Yosef and Yehuda, of Rachel and Leah, but instead they have chosen one of the, each one a different extreme. Christianity's netiyah, their proclaimed netiyah, inclination, is to all that is spiritual and heavenly. Therefore, Christianity was mechazek, a concept of Nazirus, of celibacy and separation, whose benefit to society we're only beginning now recently to understand. This is nothing new. It's just that now the church is scurrying to raise the funds because people are beginning to talk. And for all of history, they've been terrified and frightened because it wasn't possible to talk. And the point here is that if you're really holy, if you're really, really connected to God, then you don't dirty yourself with this world. You're separated from this world. You're in a convent, you're in a monastery. Those are the Bechirei Ha'enoshus. Those are the chosen of mankind. So there's no puruvu, there's no marriage. The Rambam in Hilchas Melachim says it much better than I can. The Rambam says, you know that there are censures of the Rambam in Hilchas Melachim, particularly at the end, Kiyadua, and in the 11th Perek. And if you think about how the Rambam wrote this in his time, you have an appreciation for what a heroic person he was. He was surrounded by Christians. He's talking about the Christians. The Christians say that you don't keep the mitzvahs. The New Testament is coming to say you don't have to actually do this. You don't put on any straps and, you know, there's no muktzah and chal yisrael, any of that stuff. You don't actually do anything. What is it? The Christians say the shemitzvahs elu devarim nistarim yesh behen. It's all spiritual. It's all shemayim. It's all lahavdil. It's all leia lahavdil. That's chalil. That's the kilkel of leia, not God forbid leia. But you understand what I mean. It's all spiritual. It's all how you feel. What you're feeling. Therefore, Christianity, the Rambam says, is taught that it's not. That's not the pshat that you actually do these things. That's not what they mean. The mitzvahs don't actually mean to do them. And they say, wait, there's going to be a second coming, and he's coming back for a second time, and he's going to tell, the Rambam says, that's what they think, nistarim. He's going to tell us what all these deep secrets are about. What does it mean when it says to keep Shabbos? We know what it means. It means they're lamates melachas. It means to have sholent and kogel. And to go to shul and to make kiddush. I mean, that's what it means. But they're waiting for the second coming. Oh, he's going to come and say, what does it really mean? It means to have sholent and to eat kogel. That's what it really means. But they're looking, they're waiting. The Rambam says, for nistarehem, for all the interesting secrets. This is the Spirit. This is the Holy Ghost. V'hamei v'nyovim. Narishkeit, that even when their mother was carrying a child, it couldn't be conceived of this world. If you understand what it means, and how this took the concept of Leia, of the Iskasia, of that which is hidden, and took it into a place of Tuma, and what it's brought to the world, a Tuma to the world. With the havolim and the shtusim and the narishkeit about what the mitzvahs mean, and what the psukim and the Torah mean. And then we have Islam. Now here the Rambam, again, hafliva fella, that the Rambam wrote these things, and you know, the Rambam wrote in Arabic. He wrote in Arabic and he wrote in Lashon HaKodesh. The Rambam's talking about what is the reward for the tzaddikim in the world to come. So you might think that it means what? You might think that the schar, the reward for mitzvahs, is not that man should be perfected and to be great and to be a tzaddik and to reach his fulfillment and perfection as a human being, but what is the greatest reward? That the ultimate reward is to have a perpetual eternal feast, and to engage in their chalaimis of what's in the next world, in physical relationships that they were supposed to deprive themselves of in this world. This is the Quran. And to have gorgeous clothing, expensive clothing, berikma, you know, not to have to wear the shmatas anymore. V'sheich and bohalei shein, and to live in mansions. Udvorim had, and he goes on, he says, Udvorim had doimim la'ilu, and other such things. Listen to the end, you're going to enjoy this. K'moy shemadam in elu ha'aravim, as is the imagination, the fantasy of the Arabs, ha'tipshim, the idiots, ha'evilim, the evil ones, ha'shtufim bezima, who are filled with incest and filth. And he wrote that in Arabic. He wrote that in an Arabic country. Ha'aravim, ha'tipshim, ha'evilim, ha'shtufim bezima. It's amazing how things don't change. So the Yishmaelim, the Rambam is telling us, as the Yishmaelim grabbed hold of the world of Rachel Imenu, and they drove it mamish into the filth, into the ground. See here, a pella. The Yishmaelim, the Peraogam, Yishmael, the Peraogam, his religion is a religion of violence, a religion that breeds a dream, a vision of a world to come, with all their havolim, with all the filth that they couldn't even finish in this world. That even Olam Haba is physical. That's how they took Ruach Limeinu, the Almid Izgalia, and took it into the Shmutz. And Christianity, Nazareth, that they distorted Leimeinu, so the father, a son, the Hamaisa, and divine spirit and ghosts, priests and nuns, Shtusim and Havolim. So, these religions of Har Seir and Har Paran do not have the Yontiv of Shuas, do not have Maim at Har Sinai. These religions don't have the two, the Shtei Halechem. They don't have Tershu Vasav and Tershu Apelei and Rochel. They don't have Shemaim and Arj joined together in a healthy, pure way. Only the Jewish people, therefore, of Cook explains, know the Tzaddikim, only the Jewish people can bring a Korban Shlomim. And a Korban Shlomim, as you all know, is Nechel Labalov. That means Labailov. That means that it's eaten in part, right? It's Nechel. But the Rambam says, Nochri is only, a goy brings an oila. Why? Because Liboy L'Shamayim. The Nochri can't conceive of heaven and earth joining together. It's either completely heaven, a distortion of course of that means, or it's completely earth. It's either this extreme, an extreme Leah, or an extreme Rochel. But the dream of Yaakov Avinu, who saw the ladder, of the one who married Rachel Leah, or where there was a ladder connecting heaven and earth, and Malachi Elokim Oilim V'Yoredim Boy, which the Sforim say that the angels of Hashem are rising and descending within him, heaven and earth, which the Inyan of Yaakov Avinu's two names, Yaakov, which means the earth, the heel, and Yisrael, which means Li Roish, heaven. And also Atzmai Kegesher, the one who made himself like a bridge by Marva Yabayk. Because the entire Yiddishkeit is the Yiddishkeit of what? Malachi Elokim Oilim V'Yardim Boy. Rising and descending. That constant move, the motion, what? Rotze V'Shoiv, earth to heaven, heaven to earth. Oh, it's an offering to Hashem, but it's eaten by men. And this is the inyan that we say before the Lishem Yichud, before we make a bracha, before a mitzvah, Liyachet Shem Yudke Bevavke, that my intention is to join together the letters of Hashem's name, the Yud and the Hey, which means the hidden world, the Alma Des Kasia, HaNistaris LaHashem Elokeinu, Yasur Yisrani Ka. Yud Hei means Hashem who is beyond their understanding. It means Lo Yimeinu, Mashiach Ben David. And the Vav Hei, which means Hashem extending His presence, like the Vav, a Vav which means a Vav, which is a hook connecting to the physical world, the Vav and the Hei. When we say L'Shem Yichud, Kutshabrichu Shchinte, Kutshabrichu, which means Hashem beyond our understanding, which is Lo Yimeinu, Tereshibachsav, heaven. And Shchinte, which is Shchina, which is Roch Limein, which is Teresh Bapeh, which is Knesset Yisrael. Beis Lechem Yehuda. Ephras. Beis Lechem. Liyache Shem Yudke Bevovke B'Yichuda Shlim B'Shem Kol Yisrael. And I once mentioned here, I believe last year, the teaching of the Holy Rishna. But the Rishna says that it's amazing. If you look in Lashon HaKodesh, the words that have Yud and He are the most physical words of all. Achila have Yud and He, eating. Shisiyah, drinking, yud-hei. Lina, sleeping. Bia, intimacy, yud-hei. Shena, yud-hei. Everything's with yud-hei. Apella, you would expect that these physical things, should davke be what? Of this world. It should be vav-hei. But all the physical things are yud-hei, which is the world of concealment. On the other hand, spiritual things, mitzvah is vav-hei, Torah is vav-hei, avodah is vav-hei. So the vision is said because that's what it means. Liyachet shem yudke bevavke means that my life in this world, my physical life is filled with meaning of Shemayim. And my himmeldike life, my thoughts are what descend into my physical life. They don't remain ethereal and separated from this world. One of the great mukubolim, Rabbi Avram Abulafi, who himself was a soid shebesoidus, was a mysterious tzaddik. He said that in the days of Mashiach, Hashemayim yu la'aretz, that heaven will become earth, v'ha'aretz tiyeh shemimis, and the earth will become heaven. Heaven will become earth, and earth will become heaven. So now we understand v'inyan of Beis Lechem Yehuda, Ephras, Beis Lechem. And why is it that there's a so-called standoff? Look what's happening now. Regardless of the outcome is not yet the outcome. But what's happening now as you draw closer to the end is that these two despicable worlds that distort the beauty of Layimenu and Rochlimenu, the world of Natsus, of Christianity and of Islam, have become strange bedfellows in the church, which is most respected and admired, in the place where the Shaitim have claimed to be the birthplace of Eiso HaIsh. And yet the Muslims seek to control, which is not the birthplace of Isa Ha'ish. It was simply, in some of the versions of the New Testament, it was a way of trying to place him there, and in doing so, as they've always tried to do, to connect him to something messianic, which is Beis Lechem. Yishai Beis Halachmi. So these two worlds are joined together in Beis Lechem now, in that place of Tumah. And in that place, Rochel Imenu is begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring us redemption. And she's begging the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Davke Rochel Imenu, in this revealed world, she's begging the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to keep his promise of Shavu Bonim Legvulam, that your children are going to return to their place, to Beis Lechem. And she's buried B'derech Ephras, he Beis Lechem, in that place which mysteriously joins together Ephras, Ephraim, and Beis Lechem, Yehuda. And there our mother, Rochel Imenu, is waiting to see her children. And there Rochel Imenu is preparing for the destruction, to destroy the Bnei Yishmael and the Bnei HaNotzri, who are seeking to uproot Shem Yisrael from the place that Rus, that Boaz was blessed as V'yikari Shem B'Beis Lechem, that the Jewish people will have a permanent name in Beis Lechem, not the Yishmaelim and not the Notzrim. And the Arizal taught, Bizman Rochel v'Leah hoyu nifrodos. When Rochel and Leah Imenu were actually alive in their lives, they were separated. Lias kedayin leidnitna ha-Torah, because the Torah had not yet been given.
There wasn't yet a Shavuos. It wasn't yet heaven and earth joining together. They were still separated, those two worlds. V'adayin hoyu nekroim lechem oni. Hear that result? Therefore, in the days of Leah and Rachel, it was still called lechem oni, the bread of poverty. Shehu beprusa, like a poor person who has to break the bread in half. Like Pesach, breaking it in half. So Rachel and Leah were tzibrochen, were broken in half. The bread was broken. And they have, by the Umus Ha'olam, such a thing of breaking bread. Ha'omnam, however, that Rizal says, that Bimei Rus, in the days of Rus, Kvar Nitna HaTorah, the Torah was already given, was already revealed. V'hi Levada Kailelas Shtehem Biyachad. And therefore she, herself, Rus, was able to bring together with the power of Shavuos of Torah, which is why Megillas Rus, one of the reasons why it's read on Shavuos, to bring together those two worlds of Rachel and Leah, of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh, of the Shtei Lechem, of Amadis Galia and Amadis Kasia, Beis Lechem, instead of Lechem Oini, instead of the bread of poverty and the bread of shame, Beis Lechem, the whole bread, which is the inyan of David Malke Mashiach and Mashiach ben Yosef. This too, of course, is connected to the Hizgalus of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, which I'll talk about Mitzvah more next time. Was the Baal Shem Tov's Yard site is Shavuos. And the inyan of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, was to bring the deepest, deepest mysteries of creation into this world, that a Jew should be able, mamish, to be with his hands in the earth and his heart in Shemayim. As the whole lineage of the Baal Shem Tov, l'chsheyafutzu ma'inesech ha'chutzah, that the Baal Shem HaKadosh came to bring those two worlds together, of Rachel and Leah. So in Mela, we wanted to go to sleep the night of Shavuos. You know, Shavuos night, the Baruch Shalom is a time that we fell asleep. It's an amazing thing. The most exciting moment in history, we're going to receive the Torah of Megei Shlov. You know, I wasn't able to fall asleep before my father was going to take me fishing the next day. I couldn't fall asleep. So you'd think that before Kabbalah's the Torah, you'd think that we would have stayed awake. I mean, most of us make it through we could stay awake Shavuos night. It's a tikkun. It wasn't a question of falling asleep. But the Chabad Sforim say the following, that the inyan of Klai Yisrael wishing to go to sleep the night of Kabbalah Torah meant that they wished to receive the Torah on the most exalted, to prepare on the most exalted level by returning the soul to its source and its root. But the Baruch Shalom says, Loi zu haderech, and Shuldig, I want Jews who are going to keep the Torah when they're awake, not when they're sleeping. I want Jews who are going to be in this world with their eyes opened and keep the Torah. Not the Torah is very nice, with the eyes closed, with the neshama in heaven. I didn't have to create you for that. Therefore, the tikkun is staying awake during the night. That's the tikkun, Leil Shavuos, in this world. Ve'ela told us Paris. And the Megillah ends with those words, Ve'ela told us Paris. Let's just review and prepare for Yom Tov. Peretz Hayledes Chetzon v'Chetzon Hayledes Ram. V'Ram Hayledes Aminadav, Aminadav Hayledes Nachshain. V'Nachshain Hayledes Alma. V'Salman Hayledes Boyaz, V'Boyaz Hayledes Oived. V'Oived Hayledes Yishai. V'Yishai Hayled as David. And Yishai gave birth to David. The Baruch Hashem should help us stay awake through these, you know, the hardest time to stay awake is those last few minutes, the hardest time. You know how it is when you start davening Shavuos morning, early Shavuos morning, so you feel great, and you say to yourself, what's the bismam? It's not a problem at all. And you say, Yehoidu, I'm a chayah. You're feeling great. And then you know what it is, a half hour later, not even. If you're able to, and look around to see the oilam. Right? Misnamnim, akdamas, what? It's so hard the last few minutes to keep our eyes open. So that's the bracha for Shavuos, that we should bezeich him mitzvah Hashem to stay awake. Because what's happening before our eyes is the unfolding of all the haftachas of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. And Hashem will be good to His word. And the Gula is going to come Al Yadi Ish Ben Paritzi. And Yitzhak Hashem, that day will be soon. You know, there's a word from Baditshever that I've mentioned many times. The Baditshever asked, how is it possible the Jews say, waiting for Mashiach, waiting, what are you waiting? Baditshever asked, how could you wait for something that you never had? When you once had something, you're longing to have it back. But if you never had anything, if you didn't have it, then what are you waiting for? A person can say, I'm chalishing to have a piece of chazer. If you never taste the chazer, so then what does it mean that you're chalishing? Because it sounds good, but that you can't really long for something if you didn't taste it. It's not shy. So Baditshever says, so how do we long for Mashiach if we never tasted it? So he says, it's not true. There was one amazing time in history when we did. That was Shavuos, when Hashem opened up the heavens and Rachel and Leah were able to kiss and hug on that day. And in that time, after the heavens were closed and heavens and earth went back to the corners, ever since that day, we're begging to have that again. And therefore we read Rus on the day of Kabbal Satayr, because that's when the longing for David HaMelech began. That's when the longing for Mashiach began. Hashem's Baruch should help us that tefillah, that longing that's been for so long should be fulfilled, and we should be zeichem Mitzvah Hashem for the Gula Hashem v'amitis v'mehem yameinu amein.